Amen, 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 amen. We give God a glory. We thank God. Where are you? Mama Deborah from Congo. Ça va? Vous portez très bien? Bonne well. Mama Deborah. Senior Ajibola Karimu. Long time, bless you. My sister Delali Gifty. Dakosi, God bless you. You are crossing over very soon, tomorrow. God is with you. Nanekuya, God bless you. Be happy. God has been good to you. Crossing over. Crossing over. The devil likes it or not, we crossing over. God has been good to us. We have life. Sister Faith, my dear sister from UK. Apostle Emmanuel from New Jersey. Fuzia Baron from South Africa, I believe. Bless you all. And God will watch you. God bless you. Thank all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you, Sister Faith. You're always in my corner. Bless you.
They said to me,
God bless you all.
Why was it shared in a window?
Hallelujah.
This is what they said.
Amen. Who's here? Bless you, bless you, bless you, Fuzia. You know, when I was in South Africa and I saw them dancing, I was like, oh my God, these people can dance. The South Africans can dance. I know they can sing as well. I love the country. Bless you. God's servant, you love me. I love you too. Bless you. We crossing over. Devil likes it or not. We crossing over. You are crossing over.
2 months ago.
Hallelujah.
I went to Venda.
Amen. Wahamba Nati. That's the song by Soli Malangu. And I believe it's up. Bless you, said combat. Bless you, bless you. Great worker at Treasure House.
This is what they said.
Faithful servant of God. Sister Faith, you will see me very soon. I'm coming back to the UK soon. Soon. We serve a prophet. We. Deborah, who's already visited Notre Dame, you, eh? Je vais inviter votre famille ici pour faire une visite ici, hein? Voilà. Et pour tous mes écouteurs qui viennent du pays francophone. Ah, ça va, bonne nuit, bonsoir, bonjour. C'est tout, hein? The votre prophète George. L'année prochaine viendra. Nous allons entrer, hein? Voilà. Nous allons chanter. C'est la joie de Dieu. Ouf. Qui m'écoute ce soir, c'est le prophète George. Je suis très heureux. Nous avons la vie, nous avons la chance, nous avons l'opportunité de continuer à faire ce que Dieu nous a appelé à faire. Voilà. Donc nous écoutons la musique qui vient de l'Afrique du Sud. Hallelujah. Deborah, comment va votre pays? Where are my Kenyan friends? Somebody say, I love the friends. Bless you. Oh, God has been good. I'm telling you, 2019 has been wonderful. Yeah, Fuzi, I'll be coming. I'll be coming next year, God willing. I'll be coming back to South Africa. Johannesburg. Hallelujah. I'm playing South African music today. Sister Gabriela, God bless you. We are praying for you. I know the Lord is in charge of your life. Amen. You know, I'll be preaching a sermon very soon, so get ready. Just mine. To the glory of God, we are happy. The devil is a liar. He kick his own feet. Hallelujah. Priscilla, Sister Priscilla Okante. God bless you, Mrs. It's so wonderful. You came all, doing all the rounds, setting up the temple, decorating the altar. God bless you for all the sacrifices you've made for our ministry. God bless you, Priscilla. Such a wonderful man of God. Who is that? From which country? Bless you. We get listeners from all countries, you know, all countries. I can see all of you, different countries. God bless you. God bless you. This evening I'll be speaking on something very brief. Some time ago, the Lord spoke to me to preach a sermon on come out of your graves. Come out of your graves. And I feel strongly this evening that I have to repeat this message before we cross into into the new year, the lunar year. God's programs are not limited to the lunar year, but it's just a joy to know that you are entering a new year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Rosemary Gambiza. Bless you, man of God, one of the great followers of my preaching on Facebook. God bless you, man of God. I'm not sure where you are. I know you are in England, but I hope you are in Bedford somewhere or Coventry. I want to be sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so I thank God for all of you who have been so supportive of my ministry, the ministry the Lord has delivered unto me, your contributions, those of you who helped in the past, who are also not with me now, I think I have to appreciate your contributions. I cannot say because you are not with me now, you never did anything to help me. Thank you so much for all your support in pushing this ministry forward. And to those of you who are with me, I just want to say God bless you for keeping faith with this work that we are doing. Great sacrifices. Many have labored. So if you're listening to me on the Facebook page, I just want you to know that I do appreciate your works. Hallelujah. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your sacrifices. We might have had our own challenging moments, but God has been so faithful. He's lifted his hand concerning us. He's proved his faithfulness to us. He's proved his love unto us. God has been so good. And looking back at 2019, I can say it's been one of the most wonderful years in my life. Why? Because I've seen more of God in terms of his providence, in terms of his love, in terms of his deliverance. And I can only say, thank you, God. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Don't only look at the thorns in life. There are beautiful flowers up there that you need to acknowledge. You may not have something you've been praying for, but you have some things that perhaps even you didn't know you needed. That is why in life we must have a balance of things. We must be appreciative of God's goodness and love unto us. In all things, let us learn to be grateful that it's not everything I wanted that I do have. Not everything that I wanted that I have. Nevertheless, that has not stopped me from praising God. I've realized that God has been too good unto me. He has been so faithful. And I just want you to have a heart of gratitude as you get yourself ready to cross into this new lunar year. Hallelujah. So God, this God we serve, is real. There are people who don't believe God exists. That'll be a different subject I will deal with one of these days. Because, you know, it doesn't take you to know. It takes him to reveal himself to you. So sometimes perhaps you're on the blind side of this reality. And you just, somebody's prayer will cause God one day to reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. All right, so tonight we are going to talk about coming out of the grave. And as I said, that is going to be a wonderful song. But I just want to replay this song that I was playing earlier because I just enjoy this music and I think it will be a blessing again. Hallelujah.
Oh, they tell me I forgot something. Ooh, sorry, Basala.
Hallelujah. I love that aspect. All my South African friends, God bless you. Enjoy the music. That's how they dance in South Africa. Come on. They can dance, I tell you, they can dance. Family to dance.
I went to Piane.
Hallelujah.
When I got there,
Kafui, Duncan.
To me,
I want to get him dancing.
Why was he here at Tinamurango? I said, sing it for me. This is what they said.
Hallelujah, Prophet George, live from Accra, Ghana. Amen. Ezekiel 37 from verse 11 and the 12th, Son of Man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Verse 12, therefore prophesy to them, say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I'll bring you back to the land of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are physical, spiritual, financial, academical, professional, marital, business grace. Hallelujah. There are situations that we find ourselves that look like graves, buried. We find our lives buried. And I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. You found your life or see in a particular aspect buried. Hallelujah. And you wonder whether you can come out of this. I have good news for you. God is ready to open that grave in your life, to bring you out and restore you, restore your fortunes. Hallelujah. A grave is a place of hopelessness. Hallelujah. I don't know what situation you are facing, but a grave is a place of hopelessness. It's a place where you are abandoned. People take you to the graveyard to bury you and leave you. You understand? You are abandoned. So there's somebody listening to me. You feel abandoned. You feel abandoned. Oh my God. You feel forgotten. Perhaps your friends and your relatives have forgotten about you. You've been abandoned. You are in a certain affliction, but no one cares. Even the very people that you thought that would care, they don't care. You may have people who you think should care, and they may not care. President, hallelujah, you need to understand. We all can find ourselves in grave situations. We can. We can find ourselves in grave situations. Now, here the scripture that I read from Ezekiel. It says that, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel." So talking about the dry bones, God says that bones are symbols of the people, the situation in which Israel found herself. Praise the Lord. And so, yes, we can find ourselves in a similar situation. Hallelujah. But this is what the sovereign Lord says. Be expectant of the interventions of God in your life. Be so expectant. Hallelujah. He said, "I am going to open." Now, you should know that this is God's own voluntary decision. It was not because somebody coerced God to do it. He called the prophet to see something. It's not the prophet who's saying, "God, okay, this is it." No. It talks about the sovereignty of God. That we cannot twist the time and the hand of God. That God knows what he's doing. He knows why those people have gone through their situations. He allowed it to happen. But he also knows that they will come restored. That same way I'm speaking to you, listening to me. Wherever you're listening from. That, listen to me, I don't know your grave situation. You might have found yourself in a grave situation. You might have found yourself in a grave of a sort. In financially in a grave. Marriage in a grave. Dating in a grave. Your status in a grave. I don't know. Your business in a grave. You know, so many things can be in a grave. But there is a resurrection power. Hallelujah. There is this power that can turn your dryness and give it life. Bible says the same power that resurrected Jesus is able to administer to our mortal bodies. I guess a royal charismatic and I nearly mentioned royal. Hallelujah. And it can minister to our mortal beings. Praise the Lord. So understand that the power of God is available to do stuff in our lives. I mean, God's power is available. It's not about talking too much. It's about God's own willingness to do something in our lives, in our situation. God can bypass your pastor. He can bypass your apostle. He can bypass your bishop to administer his will. He can at the same time use them. So the most important thing you know, you must know that God's hand cannot be twisted by any man. Neither is God actually going to pay special attention because there's a particular man who is saying something. God is God. He loves his people. When he sees us in desperate situations like that, he feels your pain. He feels our pain. He knows exactly what we're going through. He understands very well. So tonight I just want you to know, this one of my, there are two sermons I'll be preaching before we cross over. But I just want you to know that God will and can intervene in your situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how must we come out of this grave? Number one, we must be born again. We must be in God's service. The eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro to see a particular heart. And God said he will make himself strong. So your state of heart, you know, can open that channel. You know, can even though we cannot twist God's hand, God is looking for a particular heart to make himself strong unto. Is your heart ready? Is your heart ready? Is your heart ready, devoted unto God? That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know which graves you have in your situation. Hallelujah. I don't know whether some graves have swallowed up your job. I don't know whether some grave has swallowed up your marriage. I don't know whether some grave has swallowed up your money. I don't know whether grave has swallowed up whatever, your wealth or whatever you think about it. Hallelujah. But you have to make a declaration. Any grave that has swallowed up anything of yours, may that grave be covered by the blood of Jesus. May that grave be covered by the blood of Jesus. May you make a declaration of the blood over that grave. May you make a declaration that that grave be open. Make a declaration of faith. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name. The same Jesus who resurrected Lazarus. No one thought that that could happen at the time. That's why the sister said to Jesus, if you were here. But God is not limited by any situation, you know. God is not limited by time. God is not limited by anything, come to think about it. God is not limited. God is not limited by people's perceptions. God is not limited by people's ideals. God is not limited by people's conclusions. God is not limited. I'm telling you, God is not. He is not. He is God. He will do something that will marvel perhaps those letter writers. Their opinions will be dumped into the dish. Because God is not moving by human thoughts. He's God. You have to understand the absolute sovereignty of God to walk with God. Sometimes we see some of the stuff that's coming as though somebody, God has to consult somebody to do something. You've just been childish. It's childishness. It's immaturity. We need to understand the sovereignty of God. From the fact that God is love, for the fact that God is a judge, for the fact that he's his own judge, he takes his own decisions as he wants. Bible says he lifts up who he want to lift up. He brings down who he want to bring down. I don't know if you are down. Just pray to God that one day he will lift you up. Don't be jealous of somebody God has lifted up. That's what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen. But the most important thing you must understand is that whatever situation you find yourself, this God is able to lift you up. He is able. Even if he has not done it, that doesn't take away his ability. He is able. That's why tonight I just want you to understand this, that God is able. He's able to do whatever he wants. But that's subject to his sovereign will. That's subject. Sometimes people wonder, oh, you think you can destroy somebody's ministry. You can't. You can't destroy it if it is of God. You can cut a tree that God is watering, but that tree will spring up again. Because God is the one who is watering it. If God is involved in somebody's life, any battle against that person is a battle against God. But what I want, in order not to digress from this message, is that, listen to me, it's a message of hope. It's a message that you should know that God is able to restore your fortunes. God is able to bring you back to where you belong. God is able to do far more than you ever imagined in your life. God is able to do extremely, hallelujah, unimaginable things in your life. So it's always good for you to have this admission, because many times we wonder if God will. I don't care what somebody thinks. I care about what God thinks about me. It is okay, people should have diverse opinions about me. In actual fact, as I sit here right now, it will be illusionary for me to think that everybody thinks right about me. That would be very deceptive. You can have people who even smile to you and say, praise the Lord, but they have ill intent against you. So I don't have to live by their constitution. I have to understand who I am and who my God is and how keep myself in that relationship. That is what I want you to understand. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you. So tonight, this is Prophet George. I may be coming tomorrow again, but this is Prophet George. 2019, final sermons. As we get ready to cross into another lunar year. Amen. And some of you are very worried. And God, you know, and I said in the beginning of January that you should give me this. God, give me this. God, I want this husband. I want this money. I want that. I want this car. I want this house. Okay, and December's come and you haven't got it. It hasn't come, but that doesn't mean God cannot provide. And then you're looking at the time clock of life and say, God, what is happening to me? I've prayed. They've taken you to this place. You went to this forest. You did this fasting. You did this cutting. You lose. You bend down. You break. You jump. So for which one again? Hallelujah. Huh? Drink water. Do this. Do that. Now, wabre. Wabre, wow. You're like, what's happening? Now, the fact is, all those things that you've done, even if they were of God, they will only walk into God's timing. Framed, settled, finished. All that you did, even if they were of God, they may just be a preparatory stage into timing, divine timing. So sometimes we get ourselves confused because we think that once you obey a prophetic direction, then overnight something miraculous must happen. Yes, it can happen overnight, but it can also not happen overnight. So that doesn't change God. And it doesn't change God's mind concerning you. Believe it, that God is faithful. Hi, Stephen. God bless you for joining me. God is faithful. Yes, sometimes we get ourselves confused because of what people say. You know, married, people begin to say, when are you going to get married? Oh, yeah, as though when you get married, they'll come and provide for you. When are you going to have kids? Oh, how many do you have? As though we are in a competition. I don't know. Why in some cultures, it's as though we boast about numbers of kids you have. It's okay, you can have 12, the 12 tribes of Israel. But the most important thing is that it means nothing much from the person who have 2 or 3. I mean, or even 1 or 0. Absolutely. And don't crave and think that that's the most wonderful thing ever to happen. It's wonderful too. But don't think that is all about life. Amen. So I'm here. Yes, if you've not gotten something grand for you. Thank you, Solomon. This brother blessed me with an iPad when I was in Chicago. Solomon, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. So it's always important, beloved, for you to understand this. Get it right. Get it right. That God is able to lift you up from that deadly situation, that suppressed, that isolated place. Where grave, your life is so suppressed and you feel swallowed up. Amen. Which Malam is sending me a message. Malam, I warn you. I'm preaching Jesus. You either accept Jesus or get your message out of my program. I don't believe in your spirit and I don't believe in you. My Lord Jesus is greater than you. So don't post any message when I'm preaching live. I warn you. I disrespect your God. Amen. Let me continue with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody of any other spirit, you know, can come across my Facebook preaching. And I bind every spirit that wants to infiltrate this program. I bind you. Your message, I will delete it just after this preaching. I don't need any message of yours. It's unnecessary. These days, Malams can dare. What dare you? And put message on my program. I don't fear your God. Get out. Amen. Hallelujah. I think people think that Every man of God is, you know, because some men of God have gone to take powers from some these so-called people, then they think that anyone who comes preaching can get a person in their corner. What do you mean? Bring message while I'm preaching gospel, the word of life, and you are bringing whatever to get your stuff out here. I don't need it. Simple, finish. Amen. Beloved, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the fact that his power, you know, the resurrection power is available to us. The Bible says that same power is able to minister to our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, understand that it is not over yet. God is able to do something in your life. God is able to do some good. God is able to lift you up from the dungeon of life. God is able to speak to your situation. Perhaps he's doing something you are not aware of. So you think that, yeah, nothing is happening. I just want you to know that something is going on. God is not God that will forget you. There'll be signs of his providence in your life. Hallelujah. I want you to understand. Don't be pressurized. Don't get yourself pressured by what people say. Don't allow people to make evil conclusions or no conclusions about your situation and get your spirit depressed. Amen. I've supported a football club that is not doing too well of late. And I realize that my club is somehow because of its inability to do too well it was affecting me. So I need to cast that out. Because I don't need that pressure. I don't need that weight. It doesn't add anything to my spiritual life, even though I love my club. But no, I will not get myself under that weight. You know, the most important thing is that, look, there are some things we don't need to carry on until the new year. Get those weights off. God is able to lift up. Before you come out of your grave, the cover of the grave, the entrance stone, must be removed. And that you have some responsibility there to see the revelation of what God is doing in your life. I pray for you. I love you. And I want you to know that you are crossing over. You are moving into the new year. God loves you. God cares about you. Don't be afraid of anything. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Sometimes we get afraid of things that they themselves will die one day. I don't know why you should worry. All these people threaten you. They are not living on earth forever. So we have no cause to be afraid of them. Be strong in the Lord. Keep believing. Keep believing. Keep believing. Understand that God is able. Keep believing. And I tell you, whatever God said about you will come to pass. We are crossing into this year of faith. We are crossing into the year with hope. We are crossing into the year with love. Hallelujah. We are crossing, hallelujah, into the year. And I warn again, when I'm preaching here, nobody should be talking to me about another power. I know only one God. I know one Son of God, Jesus Christ, and one other third person, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Any other power is foreign to me. I don't need it, and I despise it. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Oh. Auntie Ben has just joined me. I think from Texas area. Bless you, my sister. You can listen to the tape, Auntie Ben, is because I'm just running out. Listening to what I've just said, and may the Lord bless you, Auntie Bernice. Sister Faith, bless you. Sister Faith, I expect you to be dancing. Is Sister Faith dancing? Bless you. I'm going to play some music in Swahili next time because of Sister Faith. Bless you. Yeah. Okay, so those of you listening, Happy New Year, Sister Faith. Share this message on your platform. Share. Somebody is going to have hope because you shared. And if you don't share, because you've been selfish. So share and let somebody be blessed. That message was brief. Okay. That madam, I think I guess I'm telling you that I love you. Anyway, I love you. I love you, the love of God. And I want you to come to Jesus. Amen. I think I have to do that. Amen. I was too hot on him. Hallelujah. I think I love you, the love of God, madam. Somebody said, the madam is treading where even angels were not there. Bless you. But just come to Jesus, madam. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. I tell you, that's all I can tell you, Mr. Malam. Amen. I've seen many of your stuff before, yeah? It means nothing. Hallelujah. It may mean something to those it will mean to, not me. I'm just telling you, come to Jesus. Jesus, there is hope for you. Satan offers nothing than just deceit. I don't mean he cannot do his so-called miracles, but it means nothing to me. I don't need them.
This is what they said.
Hallelujah. Oh. Yeah. 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 Notice Africa, hear this. Yeah. Yeah. Where are my South African friends? Pastor Sandy Edwards, Apostle Sandy Edwards. I wish he was live with me. Happy New Year in advance, Apostle Sandy. Thank you, Lucinda. Bless you, all my friends in Johannesburg. Thank you. And those of you in Chicago, Alex, those in England, those in Ghana, I love you all. I love you all. Bless you. Oh, yes, Lord. We declare newness. We declare transition. We declare in Jesus' name. We declare in Jesus' name. Transition into greater works. 2020, we will see more than we have seen. We will see more than we have seen. Thank you, Solomon. I love you too. All of you in Chicago. Bless you. And all my friends in New Jersey, God bless you. Love you. God bless you all. Telford, England. Birmingham. All of you, bless you. Those special sisters who take care of me when I'm in Telford. God bless you all. Churches, pastors, Pastor Vincent, Pastor Fred. All of you, God bless you. In London, Pastor Claude, Reverend Osborne, oh, Bishop Owusu Sitri. All of you, God bless you. Love you all. South Africa, Bishop Browers, Pastor Sandy, all my friends, God bless you. Oh, yes. In Cote d'Ivoire, Apostle Florence, God bless all of you. It's been a wonderful year. Thank you for being a wonderful host to me. I love you all. Ciao. God bless you.